This Thursday, the 19th, will be the premiere of Urban Inferno, The Night Santa Rosa Burned. It is a documentary that focuses on the first 12 hours or so of the Tubbs Fire in Santa Rosa last October. It is a labor of love, and joining me in the studio this morning, the filmmaker, Dr. Steven Seeger. Good morning, Steven.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Also, the president of Amaturo Sonoma Media Group. Michael O'Shea, one of the Irishmen like me. Good to have you here, Michael.
Before we start, I have to give you congratulations on being named a finalist yesterday in the coveted NAB Marconi Award.
Thank you.
In Orlando, to be bestowed on a winner. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Hey, listen, just being a finalist,
just to be nominated.
And I have to say that that KSRO, the radio station, is also a finalist for Radio Station of the Year. Very proud of that.
I have to also say I've been in radio multiple decades, and I have never been a finalist or been associated with a station or a personality that's a finalist in the Marconi. So this is rare air for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, you called me yesterday afternoon to tell me this news, and thank you for that. And after you called me, I got off the phone and I was momentarily sort of, I think my temperature went up about 5 or 6 degrees at that point, kind of that warm, fuzzy feeling all over. And then I sat down and cried. Well, and there are a couple of reasons for that.
I hope they were tears of joy.
They were partly tears of joy because how lovely to be honored by our peers. And, you know, the other tears were because of the why we're there and why we're in this conversation. And the October firestorm that affected us all so much. So, you know, it's a bittersweet sort of thing.
I have to add that the Marconi is not for any specific event or any specific moment. It is for a year of coverage, a year of community service, which you deserve, fire or no fire.
Thank you.
But everybody in this community knows how important you personally were to them on that night, and the man to my left, Dr. Seeger, knows it as well as anybody, and that's why we're sitting here, because as he ran from his burning neighborhood, his thought was, somebody has to tell this story. Might as well be me. I know how to make movies. Somebody has to tell it who is a local, who has lived here, who has smelled the smoke and felt the flames. And that brings us to what's happening on Thursday.
Yeah, the premiere on Thursday night. And I have to add, too, that it has been extremely useful that Stephen is also a psychiatrist. And so for all of us who have been in any way, shape, or form involved.
Movie maker.
Yeah, it really is. And this is, Stephen, this Urban Inferno, it really is a labor of love for you, isn't it?
It was. We were here that night. I actually, believe it or not, called in the first fire, house on fire here in Santa Rosa, coming home from badminton at about 10:15. And we were rousted out of our house. They said, grab one thing. My son grabbed his backpack. I grabbed the cats, and we literally ran for our lives. And then you start talking to people, and I listened to you for 2 weeks. This was the biggest thing that ever happened in Santa Rosa, the worst thing
Let's
that
hope
ever
so.
Happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't want to imagine anything worse. But it was just, and we all shared it together. We all listened to you, Pat, for 2.5 weeks out in the driveway. And it was something that wherever I go, people ask me about it. I can't stop talking about it, like right now. And it just, everyone shares this trauma, this pent-up stuff that people were asked to do, just incredibly ridiculous things. And I thought I wanted to help the city heal a little bit and just give us a focus so other people will know what we went through. And so the movie was a labor of love. We're not making any money. We're donating all the proceeds to charity. And I just was, this was sort of my family's gift. I don't know how even to put it.
It is a gift. It is a gift because it's, you know, it's finished now. We have seen it now. The public will see it on Thursday night. And it is a gift, I think. And what we hope, we collectively hope, as part of the project, is that Urban Inferno and seeing it and talking about it with other people will have an impact on the healing of this community.
Exactly. We wanted to do, we're not trying to take advantage of the fire, and I want to make sure everyone knows that. It was just, it was just something that we could do, that we could help, and I hope it does help. We're trying to keep the fire also in people's minds. In other words, people say, oh, that was 9 months ago. You had a fire last year. Well, it's, people are going through this still, and they're going to be going through it for years, and they need help, and we're donating to it like a long-term fire fund.
Right.
And I think
like
that's
the
important.
Resilience fund, which is what we're doing. I have to say, though, gentlemen, the reaction to this movie, even though it hasn't been seen by the public yet, the reaction to our part in it and the reaction to the premiere on Thursday night has been varied. And, you know, from the get-go, when we first mentioned it on the air, when we first put information about it on our website, the reaction has come in. And I wanted to share with the two of you some of the reactions. I can't share them all because I can't share them all on the radio. But... But we had everything from KSRO, You Are My Connection, to Where I'm From and Where So Many I Love Still Are, Thank You. How Can We See It If We Currently Don't Live in Santa Rosa? We've had that question, which we have answered a couple of times, and we will do so this morning, too. Another one, I'm going to need some time before I can watch this. I followed the whole thing while it was happening, and it's just too soon. I'm sure it's an amazing film, but I will not be ready this soon. And that's a very common reaction.
I've picked that up, too. I have a dear friend. He's a local cardiac surgeon, I believe now semi-retired. But he's also an astronomer, and he's a scientist. And he and I are co-docents at Robert Ferguson Observatory.
Yeah,
and he lost his home in Fountain Grove. And we all pitched in at the observatory to help and take up funds and help him find relocation. And we all kind of banded together. And I called him the other night, I guess it was last Friday. And I said, you know, I'd love to have you be my guest at the premiere. And he said, Michael, I'm touched, but I just can't go relive that moment.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I said, I understand totally.
And we do understand.
Yeah.
We understand that completely. It's a fine line to walk, but I wanted us to do it first. I didn't want someone from Los Angeles or somebody who wasn't here to make the film.
Which you know is going to happen.
But this was meant from the heart, and this is everyone in it is like the sheriff, it's the fire, you know, the fire chief, it's the people, it's the KSRO people, it's the people who you know, who you listen to, and this was our attempt to tell the story from our point of view.
And I'll share with you one more because I think it really belies the point and explains sort of part of what's going to be happening with us on Thursday night. And this is an email I got the other day. It says, I am a fan critic, mostly fan of KSRO. I find that the promotion of the movie on the Tubbs Fire is in bad taste. All the people, especially people suffering from PTSD, from watching the core of their existence burn to the ground, it is still so fresh, and we can't possibly see it yet, and I'm not very happy with you that you're a part of it or showing it.
I take responsibility for writing the commercial that we've been running, and I thought this through as I was headed on my word processor a couple of weeks ago, and I really tried to make it as sensitive and as factual as I could, and not get into sensationalism, not get into beating any drums. Tried to take a very serious approach. This is a serious movie.
And talk about the one sentence that is also included in that commercial that you put in that said, if it's not the right time for you to see it, don't come.
We did. We added that because there are people who it is not the right time and may never be
may
the
never
right time.
Be.
You yesterday in your interview with the reporter from ABC7, which ran quite a story most of the afternoon yesterday, your comment to him was, it's just raw. And this is, the movie does take the events of the fire firsthand. It puts you in the fire, as Stephen says, and I mean that from a standpoint of of being accurate, being authentic. When Tony Gosner, the fire chief, saw the movie, and we had him in our conference room here about a week and a half ago, because he was due to be out of town during the premiere, I turned to him after the film and I said, Tony, did we get it wrong? He said, no, you really got what really happened. And he also commented about the tone that Dr. Seeger put into the movie, because this is not just about fire and brimstone. This is not about
that's correct. That's
just
correct.
Just a dramatically sensationalized horrible event. This talks to the community. It speaks of the community's resilience. It speaks to the community's working together. It speaks to the community having hope. And the tone of the movie very carefully paints a positive picture going forward.
And there's a lot more to talk about, and we want to be really upfront with you. You know, that's how I roll, and that's how we roll about this movie premiere, too.